from Prahlad Maharaj's instruction, I request you to practice another prayer. I pray the last line, Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajam. Please repeat that. Now try to understand. Govindam
Adipurusam
Tam
Aham
Bhajam.
Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. The meaning of this line is Govindam, the Govinda Krishna, and Govindam Adipurusam. Adipurusam means the original person. Govindam Adipurusam, tam, and to you, Vajami, I offer my respectful obeisance. This is the meaning. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Repeat.
Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Chintamani Prakarasadmasu Kalpavriksha Lakshabhritesu Suravirabhipadayantam Lakshmi Sahasa Sata Samrama Sebhamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Repeat. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami.
Venam Kanvantam Aravinda Dalayataksham Brahavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandatva Koti Kamaniya Viseso Sobham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Repeat. Loudly. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham
Alola Chandra Kalasad Banamala Bangshi Ratnangadam Pranaya Keli Kalabilasam Shamanti Bhangalalitam Niyata Prakasam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam
Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Angani yasya shakalendriya viti manti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. Ananda Chinmaya Sadhu Jala Vigrahasya Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami.
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 Daitaya chutaya nadi anantarupam adyam purana purusham navajauvanancha vedesu dullabhayadu lavayatma bhaktau govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindam Adipurusham 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 Tamaham Bhajami.
Thank you. So, in this way, Brahma Sanghita is learned, and there is Brahma Sanghita book. This is translation, part. So, Kaumarang Acharit Prakta Dhanman Bhagavataniha Durlavang Manasang Janma Tadapi Adhruvam Arthagam. This verse we have been discussing for the last 3 days. So, Prahlad Maharaj's argument is that everyone, if he is intelligent, if he is a rascal, that is different. Because the science of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is not meant for the rascal. It is meant for the intellectual person. Krishna Dev Haje Sevara Chotu. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot be God conscious or Krishna conscious. Therefore, this word is used, prajna. Prajna means, pra means prakrishti rupena, specifically, ga. Ga means a man of intellect. So, Bhagavad Dharma
What is that Bhagavad Dharma that I have already explained? Again, you can repeat. Bhagavad Dharma means to re-establish our lost relationship with God. This is Bhagavad. Therefore, in every section of human society, there is attempt to re-establish our relationship with God. But at the present moment, there is systematic propaganda to forget whatever little relationship we have got. We do not understand what is the science of God, but still people know that there is something like God. So we are trying, this is the symptom of this Kali Yuga. They will manufacture objects of worship, but not worship God. They will present so many false gods, but they will not worship the real God. One has to worship something, because it is my nature, I worship. Somebody worships God and somebody worships dog. Because I cannot remain without worshipping. Worshipping means loving. Without love there is no worship, there is no question. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that this Bhagavad Dharma means to revive our lost relationship with God. We should know what is God. We should know what we are, living entities. We should know what is this material nature. We should know what is time. And we should know what are our real activities. Why don't you come forward? The sun sign is traveling. Come forward. Yes. Sit comfortably. So Bhagavad Dharma means it is scientific knowledge. It is not sentiment. Religion without philosophical understanding is sentiment. And philosophy without understanding of God is mental speculation. So we should not be both, neither sentimentalist nor dry mental speculators. There is a class of mental speculators. They are writing volumes of books, but there is no substance. And there are some religious fanatics, but they do not understand what is religion. So these two classes of men are now very prominent at the present moment. But Srimad Bhagavat or Bhagavad Gita, if anyone is intelligent, will know that it is combination of religious sentiment plus philosophy. To understand religion on the basis of philosophy and logic, not blindly accept. So this is called Bhagavata. So Prahlad Maharaj recommends that from childhood this should be instructed. Because nobody is caring to teach the science of God from childhood. Therefore, the present population, godless population, is the cause of all disturbances. In the Bhagavad Gita you find Varnashankar. Varnashankar means population, unwanted population. What is the use of this population? Simply for living? Bhagavad says, or does the tree not leave? Tree also leaves for thousands of years. So do you mean to say living is very important thing? No. There are many trees that are living for thousands of years. So what is the value of living? If you say, oh, the tree lives, but it cannot breathe. Oh, breathing. As the Bhagavad says, the bellow, it breathes very nicely. The bellow can breathe, but it cannot eat. The dogs and hawks, they do not eat. There are so many questions and answers in the Bhagavad. But actually, population, important population means who are conversant with the science of God. That is important. Otherwise, what is the use of living? Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. And Lord Jesus Christ, I think he also lived similarly. Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years. But their philosophy and God consciousness is so important, they are still living. Kalpanta sthayino guna. Chanakya Pandit said, Ayusha khana vidhansi. Ayusha khana vidhansi. Ayusha means this duration of life. It can be finished at any moment. But kalpanta sthayino guna. But if you are a qualified man, then your qualities will be remembered for many, many thousands of years. Therefore, leave for the best quality, to acquire the best quality, God consciousness, or Krishna consciousness. So Prahlada Maharaj recommends to the world, society, that from the very beginning of childhood, this science should be taught. Why? Dullabhang manusang janma tadopi adhruvam arthadam. Now, this human form of life is very important. Sridhar Swami comments on this. Kumar uttadini yahaiva manusa janmane dharmam acharet. Now, question may be, why in this birth of human life it is so much stressed? The answer is dullabham. Dullabham means the intelligence that you have got now in this form of body. It is very rare. The intelligence, how it is rare, how it is important. Now, here we are discussing about science of God. Maybe very small number of men we are sitting. But we are all, because we are human beings, we are able to discuss. But we cannot call a cat or dog and sit down here and understand the science of God. That is not possible. So, except human body, in any other form of life, there is no possibility. You can become a tiger or a lion, very powerful, but it is useless life. Useless life. I had correspondence with one gentleman in England. He says that we want to be tigers. So I answered, what is the use of tiger? Tigers, to become tiger is very important animal. It is rather enemy of the human society. So actually, the present society is producing tigers or hogs or dogs or camels like that, in the form of human body. the real human body, the intelligence should be utilized to understand God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Tadapi janma, why somebody may say that let me enjoy this life, I shall try for Krishna consciousness or God consciousness next life, or after enjoying life in my youthhood, then we shall try. So, Prahlad Maharaj answered, no, don't remain confident that you shall live long, or remain confident that you are getting next life also human form of life. No. Adhruvam, there is no certainty. But if you begin Krishna consciousness in this life and try to achieve the result to some extent, even 1%, 2%, your life, next life is guaranteed a human form of life. It is such a nice thing. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, ja, suchinam simatangehe yoga prastha sanjayate. One who cannot fulfill the entire course of understanding the science of God, but because he has begun to understand it. Never mind, he has understood it 1%, 2%, 10%, not 10%. Unless one understands the science 10%, he does not get liberation. But even 1%, salpamapiyasya dharmasya trayate mohato bhaya. In the Bhagavad Gita you find this stanza, that even little percentage of God consciousness or Krishna consciousness is attempted, then you can be saved from the greatest danger. There are many instances in the Shastra, Hajami. Simply you are most, a sinful man. All through his life he acted simply, sinfully, but at the end of his life, just at the point of death, he remembered Narayana. That also in connection with his youngest son. And because he uttered the name Narayana, he remembered Narayana. And simply by remembering Narayana, he was, liberated. So there are many instances. So, salpamapiyasya dharmasya prayate mohato bhaya. In the Srimad Bhagavat, Narad has instructed Vyasdev, tatya sadhanmam charunambujam hare bhajanna pakkota patetvatu jidi. Narad is instructing Vyasdev, his disciple of Narad Muni. So, Vyasdev was not very happy. Even he wrote so many books, even Vedanta Sutra. He wrote Mahabharata, he wrote all the Puranas, and he wrote the philosophy Vedanta Sutra, and still he was feeling unhappy. So at that time, Narad Muni came and instructed him, and he asked that why I am not feeling happy in spite of working so hard about writing all these different kinds of Vedic literature, why I am not feeling happy. So Narad Muni instructed him, because you have not very elaborately discussed about the science of God. You have simply superficially given some moral instruction to the society, some social instruction, but some political instruction, Mahabharata, just like Mahabharata. You'll find first-class political discussion, first-class social economy, everything is there. But still there is Bhagavad Gita. So Vyasadeva has done, but still he was not feeling. So at that time, Narad Muni instructed him that you simply describe about God, about Krishna. Then he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. In that connection, he said, Tattva sadharmam charanam bhujam hari. Bhajanna pakkota patitta sujidi. Just like many students come to us, and they stick for some days, they can go out. Not very much, but I have got experience. Some boys came, and 3-4 boys, they are no longer with us. They have left us. Now, Narad Muni says, Taktva sadharmam. Sadharma means everyone has got his specific activity, duties. So Narad Muni says, of course, this specific duty is in reference with the system of varna and ashram. Just like somebody is Brahmin, executing the duties of a Brahmin, somebody is executing the duty of a Kshatriya, somebody is executing the duty of a Vaishya, or a Sudra, or a Brahmachari, or a Sannyasi, Vanaprastha. There are 8 divisions. So Narad Muni says that if one gives up his occupational duty, specific duty, either as a Brahmachari or Sannyasi or Grihastha or Brahman or Kshatriya, he gives up. Why he gives up? Tattva sadharmam charanam bhujam hare. By sentiment or by association, he becomes encouraged that I shall take to Krishna consciousness. I shall give up everything. So Narad Muni says, oh, it is a very good thing. Even it is sentimental. Tattva sadharmam charanam bhujam hare. And because one comes by sentiment to understand Krishna consciousness, he cannot stick. So, bhajan napakota, that means bhajan, when the execution of devotional service is not complete, apakka, immature. Tattva sadhammam charanamujam hare, bhajan apakka, patetta tojedi, or even falls down. That was a brahmachari. He is supposed to follow the laws of celibacy. But he could not. He falls down. There are so many rules and regulations. And he began the execution of devotional service, but somewhere other maya catches him and he falls down. Narad Muni says, oh, there is no loss for him. Tatra kuva avatra avut amusvaking kuva apta sabhadadang adharmata sadharmata. He, Narad Muni, says that even if he falls down, he does not lose anything. But what does he gain if one is engaged in his occupational duty as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, this or that, if he sticks to his occupational duty and does not understand Krishna consciousness, what does he get? He does not gain anything. Suppose if one follows the rules and regulations of a Brahmin, his next life he may get a Brahmin birth or a very learned family, like that he can get. But that is not a very, a good gain. But Narad Muni says, if one has begun the occupational duty of Krishna consciousness, giving up all other occupation and duty, even if he falls down, that 1%, 2% remains as his asset, so that he will be able to begin from next time again Krishna consciousness. So, it is so nice that even one falls down, it will not, whatever he has done, whatever you have done, that is your permanent asset. Permanent asset, because it is spiritual. This Krishna consciousness movement is spiritual. The spirit soul is eternal, permanent. Similarly, any activity on the spiritual platform is eternal. It will never be lost. So there are many instructions like this. Prahlada Maharaj is also stressing on that point that dullabham manasam janma tadapi adhurvam arthadam. Although this human form of life is not very long, but you can get a very nice result out of it. Arthadam. There are artha means profit. So, real profit is spiritual profit. That is real profit. Because that will never be lost. And material profit, suppose you become MA, PhD, doctor, or Rockefeller, or Ford, or something like that, to gain so many materials. But as soon as this body is finished, everything is finished. You are no more Rockefeller, you are no more MA. Suppose you get again a birth in a human family. So you have to again begin your education to come to the point of MA. Or you have to begin your life to become again a Rockefeller. This Rockefeller state is left here. You have to begin again. You do not know whether you are going to be Rockefeller or some fellow. But at least it is certain that whatever material gain you acquire, that will be finished with this body. That is a fact. So you have to begin again. But if you take up this Krishna consciousness, even 1%, that will never be finished. It will give you just like a seed. A seed, if you sow on the earth and put little water, it will go. It will grow. It will never be stopped. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Bij means seed. So, hundreds and thousands and millions of living entities are rotating in many places in the kingdom of God, both material and spiritual. There are so many planets, and each planet there are so many countries, towns, cities, life, variety. So the living entities circumambulating. Different kinds of species of life, different kinds of countries, places, planets. That is their material business. So in this way, while traveling, if he meets by chance a devotee of God, Krishna, and if he gets that seed, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono, that is obtained fortunate. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavanji. Fortunate, this very word is used, fortunate. Nobody can capture the seed of God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. But it is meant for the fortunate. So all right, he may be fortunate, but devotees of Lord Krishna and God, they are trying to make others fortunate. They are approaching, canvassing. So if anybody is intelligent, he catches up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Mali haiya sei bij karai ropan. Now, suppose you have got this seed of Krishna consciousness. Now it is your duty to become a gardener. How? Mali haiya sei bij karai ropan, savan kirtan jale karai secham. Just like you sow a seed in your garden or in your house and put some little water daily and it grows gradually. Similarly, If you have captured the seed of Krishna consciousness, the God consciousness, just pour water on it of this hearing and chant. Then it will one day fructify. It will never be lost. It will grow, grow, grow. And when it is fully grown, and the fruit is there, and what is that fruit? That fruit is love of God. Then your life is successful. So it should be begun from the childhood. That is the instruction of Prahlada Maharaj. Kaumarang acharit prakta dharmanu bhagavatani dullabhanga manasang janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. This human life is also not permanent, but you can acquire a permanent thing. This is the opportunity that we should be learned from the very beginning of your life. Now, next line he says, Jathahi purusasraya Vishnu padu purusarpanam jadesa sarvabhutanam priya atme sarasvahi. Very important. We are searching after a lover. And that day the boys were singing. What is that singing? You said? Better find out somebody to love. That is the problem. That is the problem of this life. Everyone is there. Now, after disappointment, they say that I have tried to find out somebody, girl or boy, to love, but I was, frustrated, disappointed. Now, I find the dog is the best friend. Yes, actually they say like that, so we find the dog is the best friend. Is it not? Yes. Why? Everyone is searching after to love somebody. That's a fact, because we are lovers. Our constitutional position is lover. The Prahlada Maharaj says, that Vishnu, your loving object is Vishnu. So try to love Vishnu, then your life will be successful. You will feel satisfaction. Jayatma su prasidati. You will feel, I have got something. Now I have got this loving object. In another place, Prahlada Maharaja says, Nati vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. They do not know what is their actual loving object. That is Vishnu. And in the Vedic mantra, Rig mantra, it is said, Tad Vishnam paramam padam sadapashyanti suraya. Those who are demigods, they are all a suraya. Suraya means just like Aryans and non-Aryans. Then it's suri. And asuri, asura or asura. Asura, asura means demons. And sura, just the opposite. Or Aryans and non-Aryans. So, the Aryans is real meaning, the Sanskrit word Aryans means progress. We have historically made a class of men. No, Aryan civilization means is progress. Advanced. They are intelligent. They are fair complexion. And therefore, their Aryan means progress. So, they know. Vedic mantra says that Tad Vishnum Paramam Padam. Paramam Padam is the highest perfection of life, is to understand Vishnu or God. Tad Vishnum Param Padam Sadapashyanti Suraya. In order to reach that goal, they are always looking after that. Just like in darkness, you are walking on the road, the cynosure of the neighboring eyes. you see the stars, just like in the ocean, the navigators, they look to the pole star, that which side they are going. Similarly, our aim should be always to Vishnu. Always to Vishnu. But unfortunately, we are not educated in that way. We are educated in a different way. Therefore, there is disaster. The same example can be, if you do not know that the pole star, then you may be misdirected. Just like Columbus, he came to America, or many, there are many navigators, if they misses that pole star, then they will be misdirected. Similarly, our human form of life, the aim should be to understand Krishna or Vishnu. That should be the aim of life. Tadvishnam paramam padam sadapashyanti sura. So here also, the same thing, Vishnu padopa sarpana jadesa sarvabhutanam priya. Sarvabhutanam means all living entities. Priya, that is real, dear object. Sarvabhutanam priya atmeshara svihit. He is the proprietor of myself. He is super-self. Just like I love this body. Why? Because I am the spirit self, or soul is within this body. Therefore, just like I love this apartment. Why? Because I live here. Similarly, I love this body because I am spirit soul, I am living within this body, therefore I try to protect it. Real love is to myself. So naturally, if you love yourself, then this self is the part and parcel of the super self. Therefore, you love indirectly the super self. And Srit, and he is your actually intimate friend. Srit means who is always wishing your good. The Vedic information says that the Supreme Lord as Super Soul is sitting with you in the same tree. The individual soul and the Super Soul is sitting in the heart, and the body is considered as tree, and he is seeing your my activities. He's trying to get me back to Godhead. So, in whichever form of life I am transmigrating, he is also going with it, just like two birds. So, he is acting as my friend. That is described in the Upanishad. The two birds are sitting on one tree in friendly terms. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird is simply witnessing. So, the bird which is eating the fruit of the tree, that means we are enjoying happiness or distress out of my own activities, of this bodily activity. But the other bird or super soul, he is not affected with the activities of this bird. He is simply looking when this bird will turn to him. That is his friend. So sweet, this very word is sweet. So, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. This is confirmed in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam and all Vedic literature. So that Sweet is simply looking to the opportunity when the other bird, instead of eating the fruit, looks to his friend. That's all. He is simply waiting for the opportunity. And he is sending his servant. He is coming himself in, as incarnation. He is leaving books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bible, just to attract me, my dear friend, come this side, come this side. Sweet. And he is Atmesha, and he is the proprietor of myself, because I am part and parcel of God. So therefore, He is the Supreme. So He is just like you are part and parcel of your Father. Similarly, every one of us, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Father. That you do not find any good friend than your Father.